Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 343. Thou art the way. To thee alone from sin and death we flee. And he who would the Father seek must seek him, Lord, by thee. Hymn number 343. The scriptural will be given by Shahidat from Maryland.
I will read from the book of Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold as the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. We will now sing hymn number 14. Arise, arise, and shine. On thee hath dawned the day. God is thy sun, and Christ thy light. Be thou a steadfast ray. Hymn number 14.
Arise, arise, and shine on thee.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We start out every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we talk about the lesson, other subjects that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And it's also available on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m. every Sunday. And that Sunday school is available to children just about anywhere. It has its own teleconference number. Many of our Sunday school students do not live in the area, but they attend via telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area, but you have a child of Sunday school age who wants to attend at our Sunday school time, they can attend via telephone. Just call us, we'll give you the number, and our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. I also want to point out that the Sunday school lesson that is prepared for each Sunday is also available on our children's website. And you can find the children's website via link on the first page of the church website, and it's also featured in the carousel at the top of our church website. So many ways to find the Sunday school lesson for children. Great thing for your children to study during the week, let alone Sunday morning. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives dramatically improved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, there is a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do come in person, you can bring the whole family. We are going to have the annual corporate meeting of the members this coming Thursday, January 30 at 8 p.m., and as Bruce likes to say, 8 p.m. sharp. So if you are in the area, and a member, of course, please join us. If you can't join us in person, members are invited to call in on the regular church phone number, and we will, the teleconference number, that is, and join us. We will be electing a couple of trustees for positions that are terminating this year. So please join us Thursday at 8 p.m. We have 18 different websites for adults, in 18 different languages. That is our missionary work, to provide the very finest Christian Science literature to people around the world, in many cases in their own language. And we are very grateful for those who have found one or more of our websites, have found the healing power of Christian Science through our websites, and have very grateful for those of you who contribute financially to our church, because everything that is available on our websites is free of charge. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to join anything. Freely we have received, and freely we give. One of the articles that's currently being featured on our English language website is something I'd like to point out, an article entitled Scientific Thinking, by Martha Wilcox. If you think you're a good thinker, think again. No. This is a really good article. It distinguishes thinking from thinking that you're thinking. And it's important for every student of Christian Science. So recommend it highly. And everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. Now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from the Christian Science textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Deborah from Idaho.
It is with a heart full of love and gratitude to God and to our dear leader that I send this testimony to the field. I had never been a strong girl, had always been subject to colds and chills, and suffered all my life from a delicate throat. 7 years ago, I had a very severe attack of rheumatic fever, and subsequently two less severe ones. These left all sorts of evils behind them: debility, chronic constipation, and several others. So that with these ills, my life was often a burden to me, and I used to think I never should receive relief or health. I had lost all love for God and faith in Him. I could not accept a God who, as I then believed, visited sickness and sorrow upon His children as a means for drawing them to Him. I was in this state of mind and body when Christian Science found me. A dear friend, seeing my suffering, presented the truth to me, and though at first I did not believe that there could be healing for me, the Christian Scientist God seemed to be the one I had been looking for all my life. I began to read Science and Health and shall never forget my joy at finding that I could love and trust God. I took to studying the Bible and read nothing but Science and Health and other Christian Science literature for a year. After studying the little book for about 6 weeks, I one day realized that I was a well woman, that I had taken no medicine for 3 weeks, and that my body was perfectly harmonious. The reading of Science and Health had healed me. The wonderful joy and spiritual uplifting which came to me then, no words of mine can describe. I had also suffered from astigmatism and had for several years been obliged to use special glasses when reading or working, and could never use my eyes for more than half an hour. But from the first reading of Science and Health, I found that I could read in any light and for any length of time without the slightest discomfort. I am not only grateful for the physical healing, but for the mental regeneration. I rejoice that I am now able to help others who are sick and sorrowing. EEL, Curragh Camp, County Kildare, Ireland.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural text and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 8 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, Truth. The golden text is from Isaiah. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. The responsive reading is from Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth.
For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall.
He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. I will read from the Bible. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. 2 Corinthians. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Matthew. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Luke. And Jesus went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. John. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, said unto them, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. 1 John. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Isaiah. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. As adherents of truth, we take the inspired word of the Bible as our sufficient guide to eternal life. Truth is the intelligence of immortal mind. Truth and love enlighten the understanding, in whose light shall we see light. And this illumination is reflected spiritually by all who walk in the light and turn away from a false material sense. The Christ was the spirit which Jesus implied in his own statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I and my Father are one. This Christ, or divinity of the man Jesus, was his divine nature, the godliness which animated him. Divine truth, life, and love gave Jesus authority over sin, sickness, and death. His mission was to reveal the science of celestial being, to prove what God is and what he does for man. Our Master taught no mere theory, doctrine, or belief. It was the divine principle of all real being which he taught and practiced. His proof of Christianity was no form or system of religion
and worship. But Christian Science, working out the harmony of life and love. Jesus uttered things which had been secret from the foundation of the world. Thus material knowledge usurped the throne of the creative divine principle, insisted on the might of matter, the force of falsity, the insignificance of spirit, and proclaimed an anthropomorphic God. Veil. A cover. Concealment. Hiding. Hypocrisy. That false claim, that ancient belief, that old serpent whose name is devil, evil, claiming that there is intelligence in matter, either to benefit or to injure man, is pure delusion, the red dragon, and it is cast out by Christ, truth, the spiritual idea, and so proved to be powerless. The understanding of truth gives full faith in truth, and spiritual understanding is better than all burnt offerings. The Master said, no man cometh unto the Father, the divine principle of being, but by me, Christ, life, truth, love. For Christ says, I am the way. Physical causation was put aside from first to last by this original man, Jesus. He knew that the divine principle love creates and governs all that is real. Christ's truth was demonstrated through Jesus to prove the power of spirit over the flesh, to show that truth is made manifest by its effects upon the human mind and body, healing sickness and destroying sin. The fact that the Christ or truth overcame and still overcomes death proves the king of terrors to be but a mortal belief or error, which truth destroys with the spiritual evidences of life. And this shows that what appears to the senses to be death is but a mortal illusion. For to the real man and the real universe, there is no death process. The eternal truth destroys what mortals seem to have learned from error, and man's real existence as a child of God comes to light. Truth demonstrated is eternal life. The disciples apprehended their master better than did others, but they did not comprehend all that he said and did, or they would not have questioned him so often. Jesus patiently persisted in teaching and demonstrating the truth of being. His students saw this power of truth, heal the sick, cast out evil, raise the dead. But the ultimate of this wonderful work was not spiritually discerned, even by them, until after the crucifixion, when their immaculate teacher stood before them, the victor over sickness, sin, disease, death, and the grave. If we wish to follow Christ's truth, it must be in the way of God's appointing. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. He who would reach the source and find the divine remedy for every ill must not try to climb the hill of science by some other road. All nature teaches God's love to man, but man cannot love God supremely and set his whole affections on spiritual things while loving the material or trusting in it more than in the spiritual. We must forsake the foundation of material systems, however time-honored, if we would gain the Christ as our only Savior. Not partially, but fully, the great healer of mortal mind is the healer of the body. The purpose and motive to live aright can be gained now. This point one, you must have started as you should. You have begun at the numeration table of Christian Science, and nothing but wrong intention can hinder your advancement. Working and praying with true motives, your Father will open the way. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? The nature of Christianity is peaceful and blessed, but in order to enter into the kingdom, the anchor of hope must be cast beyond the veil of matter into the Shekinah into which Jesus has passed before us. And this advance beyond matter must come through the joys and triumphs of the righteous as well as through their sorrows and afflictions. Like our Master, we must depart from material sense into the spiritual sense of being. Christian Science is the law of truth which heals the sick on the basis of the one mind of God. It can heal in no other way, since the human, mortal mind, so-called, is not a healer, but causes the belief in disease. It is possible, yea, it is the duty and privilege of every child, man and woman, to follow in some degree the example of the Master by the demonstration of truth and life, of health and holiness. Christians claim to be his followers, but do they follow him in the way that he commanded? Hear these imperative commands. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. Truth is an alternative in the entire system and can make it every whit whole.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 304. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Shepherd, show me how to go o'er the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way. Hymn number 304.
Heaven finds me a still small voice, and it sounds
Let's now sing hymn number 5. A voice from heaven we have heard, the call to rise from earth. Put armor on, the sword now gird, and for the fight go forth. The foe in ambush claims our prize, then heed high heaven's call. Obey the voice of truth, arise, and let not fear enthrall. Hymn number 5.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Jeremiah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen.